Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hey there, how are you? Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show as we head for the weekend. News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can find us at stevejonesshow.com. You can also subscribe to our Steve Jones Show podcast. It is available on both the Apple Podcast app, iTunes, Google Play. Subscribe to our podcast by searching Steve Jones Show where you get your podcast. And once they are live on WKOK, we'll bring them right to your smartphone and tablets. You can listen to them anytime, anywhere. And you always have 3 months of shows archived at your disposal for your listening pleasure at stevejonesshow.com. You can drop us a line anytime. Our email is stevejones@wkok.com, stevejones@wkok.com. Been getting quite a few notes dropped into the email bag over the past few weeks. Thank you for that. Keep them coming in. And we're also on social media. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU. Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show, always brought to you by Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Corey and the crew ready to take care of you for your beverage and snack needs for the weekend. So many things going on this weekend. This is a busy one. Usually the Saturday before Halloween, lots of folks got parties and places to get to. So you need to get to Brewers Outlet, stock up on what you need, and also these terrific beverage specials through Tuesday. Smirnoff Variety 12-pack bottles, $11.98. Coors Light 16-ounce 24-pack cans, $16.88. And Pacifico 12-pack cans, $11.98. Easy convenience, in and out right to your car. Grab a dolly, stock up on what you need for your beverages, your soda, your snacks, hot sauces, and so much more. I will be mentioning this as we get closer to the holiday season. Gift cards, come on, Brewers Outlet gift card. That'll satisfy even the picky person on your holiday list. I know, it's not even Halloween, I'm talking holidays already. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Thanks to Corey and the crew there. Yes, he is in Central PA. He has arrived. Steve's brother, Kevin Jones. He's grabbing a late lunch now, and he'll be making his way into our studio here. He'll be right across the glass from me as we get a chance to connect with Kevin. He'll be in town, of course, for the Penn State-Iowa game tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Our airtime will be at 2 for the tailgate show outside the Jordan Center with Steve, Jack, Roger, and Derek in the play-by-play a little after 3:30. If you're not going to be near a radio tomorrow afternoon, don't forget we always stream Penn State football at WKOK.com and our WKOK app. That is easy to find, too. Fast, easy download from either Google Play or the Apple App Store. Just search WKOK. You'll have access, too, to all of our Sunbury broadcasting stations. So we got week 10 of high school football tonight. Shikellamy will be heading up to Milton, going up 147. We'll have live coverage beginning at 6:30 from Alumni Field with Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie. Kick will be at 7. And our sister stations also have you covered with more live high school football tonight. The battle for the Little Brown Jug at Christie between Lewisburg and Mifflinburg. That's a 6:30 airtime on 100.9 The Valley. And senior night tonight at Seawins Grove at Harold L. Bullock Memorial Field as the Seals entertain Montoursville. Game day will be on at 6. You hear from head coach Derek Hicks at 6:30. Pat O'Brien, Ryan Brandt, Zach Showers will be up and running with the play-by-play at 7. And once the Seals broadcast is done tonight, I'll be over on Eagle 107 for Sunbury Motors game night. We'll recap the regular season, preview the playoffs, see if we can get a thumbnail sketch as to how everything will shake out between single A all the way up to quad A. And we'll also get a report from tonight's Danville Southern Columbia game. See if Southern Columbia can keep that 70-game regular season winning streak intact. And throughout the evening, too, We invite you to go to WKOK.com. We'll have your scoreboard updates constantly updated all night long. So
absolutely. It's big playoff night tonight. Two titans of the game head-to-head with a playoff on the line.
That's right.
Expertly announced. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't enthusiastic. That wasn't enthusiastic. Come on.
Yeah. Saving my energy till tonight. Saving it for game night.
I got to give you credit. You're really you're doing a great job of just saving it there. I saw the picture of Brewers Outlet.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's Corey. Thank you, Corey. I just got the Merrill Hodge book, by the way.
Very good. Very good. That didn't take long.
I sent out fast, no. Brainwashed, The Bad Science Behind CTE and the Plot to Destroy Football by Merrill Hodge. Wow. Here are some of the headlines scream that football causes CTE, but the headlines don't tell the whole story. Ben Roethlisberger and Ashley Roethlisberger. Brainwashed is a must-read for any parent. There's still so much unknown in the realm of head injuries and concussions, we both feel educated after reading Merrill's book. Dr. Julian Bales from the North Shore Health System Neurological Institute. Merrill Hodge and Dr. Peter Cummings have produced a detailed, well-documented, first-hand account of the issues that surround the sport of football and the potential for brain injury. Bill Polian, whatever your position on the subject of CTE may be, you should read this book. It contains information every patient and athlete should carefully review. Susie Culber, I urge you to read Brainwashed. Thank you, Merrill, for presenting us with a perspective and taking to task the people who have owned the narrative of CTE. And Trent Dilfer and Cassandra Dilfer, reading Brainwashed was an eye-opening experience. It exposed the hidden agendas at play and bad science at work. This is going to be fascinating for me to read. So,
yes, we have lined that up for next week. A former Pittsburgh Steelers running back Merrill Hodge will be joining us on Wednesday at 3:35.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, and that book Brainwashed had just released earlier this week.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting take on his opinions of CTE and concussions, not just in the NFL, but football in general.
Now, remember, this is a guy whose career was cut short after back-to-back concussions, and what he says was improper treatment that forced him into early retirement. So, and he does this in conjunction with Dr. Peter Cummings, a board-certified forensic neuropathologist. And I think I should get extra money for saying neuropathologist. All right, so so there you go. Game 3 of the World Series tonight. Walker Buehler for the Dodgers and Rick Porcello for the Red Sox tonight. So that's what we have going on. Iowa Penn State tomorrow, 3:30 the kick, 2:00 the airtime. Bye week for Bucknell, and a big night with playoff implications on the line in high school football tonight. You're going to have all the scores tonight and the story on Eagle 107 after all the games. And we've got Shikalemi and Milton tonight on News Radio 1070 WKOK at 3:30. And the airtime will should be at 6:30 tonight with a kickoff at 7 this evening. And both teams, I guess essentially it's like a playoff game tonight.
It'll be interesting to see. If Milton beats Shikalemi tonight, obviously since Milton's in AAA, they may need a little more help to make their way into the playoffs.
But Shikalemi can still lose tonight and get in, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. Since Columbia Montour Votech is playing Warrior Run, and quite a few are picking Warrior Run to win that ball game tonight. So we'll see.
All right.
I would think if Warrior Run wins tonight, then that would definitely lock up Shikalemi for the 3 seed, or for the 4 seed, rather.
Yeah, I want to get into something, and I touched on it yesterday, but I want to get into it a little bit more right now. It's this case in California. I think what this is the remnants of what I refer to as the Kessler case. Remember last year when I had Jim Delaney on the show, and I asked him, I said, look, I said, I don't know any other way to phrase it, but about the Kessler case. And the reason I refer to it as the Kessler case is he's the attorney. The plaintiffs keep changing. The plaintiff needs to be somebody who is currently active in sports. Like Nigel Hayes, I think, was one of the, at one point, the Wisconsin basketball player. Now it's somebody else. I think this case, the NCAA does not feel confident at all about winning this case. I mean, I guess they've told them that this is not they don't have a lot of swagger. This is going to do anything to help them out. And if it happens, it completely changes the model of sports as we know it, of college sports as we know it. Shouldn't say sports, but college sports as we know it. Because now, if this follows through, now you can buy time with an appeal, okay? You can buy time with an appeal. But eventually, you run out of appeals. And when you run out of appeals, you then have to implement it. Well, this is a case where it's compensation. And you're going to take what is essentially a socialistic model, which is what they essentially have today, and you're going to be introducing a capitalistic model. Okay? A win for the plaintiffs, they say, would potentially result in conference realignment because conferences would be allowed to determine how student athletes are compensated. Jack Swarbrick, the athletic director at Notre Dame, his quote was, "It would be fascinating. It would be a disaster, but fascinating. I think there is a very significant chance that ruling would produce a new wave of conference realignment." Okay. Dodd says that schools would focus less on geography for conference affiliation and reorganize around like-minded schools with the same spending philosophy toward athletes. They say Florida State and Clemson, for example, might want to leave the ACC since the bulk of the conference would not want to make the commitment necessary to build a national title contender. Sean Alston and Justine Hartman are the co-plaintiffs. Alston's a running back at West Virginia. Hartman played center at California. Together, they argue the NCAA's limitation on benefits violates antitrust law, and they want to see the schools granted more freedom for scholarship compensation. In lieu of a completely free market without any scholarship restrictions, Alston and Hartman would prefer conferences be allowed to set their own standards how to cap the overall value. So Dodd argues that the idea of super conferences, larger than those in the current Power Five structure, is not anything new. Allowing each conference to set its own level of financial compensation for recruits would seemingly bring that shift closer to fruition. If you're going to introduce a capitalistic model into intercollegiate athletics, it then opens the door for obviously compensation for football and men's basketball players, but now it brings with it unintended consequences. The unintended consequences that will come into play with this would include a couple of areas. Number one, say, as soon as you compensate football and men's basketball players, whose sports, by the way, do make a profit, you are then going to get challenged by someone, Title IX, saying, wait, these 98 student-athletes are getting compensated. Shouldn't there be 98 comparable female athletes also getting compensated? Under Title IX, that's a fair question. Next, if you have to compensate football and men's basketball players, then some others, how many sports do you have to drop to balance the budget? And some of your favorite sports may be among those that get dropped. Because under a capitalistic model, even partially capitalistic, athletic departments can't afford it. You know, I think people think athletic departments are running these huge, huge profits. And they're not. Hey, you look at, I mean, and somebody said, oh, Penn State had a surplus of $5 million last year, you know, based on the reporting that they did. You know how fast that goes? My goodness, the maintenance on Beaver Stadium is $2 million a year. Now, obviously, that's built into the budget, but still. But going from a socialistic model where you take two sports to then support everybody else, at Ohio State, it'd be two sports to support the other 32. You know, here at Penn State, you know, hockey makes a little bit of a profit based on the reporting numbers that they have. Nobody else makes a profit at all. And most of them don't even come close. And again, I don't want to get into this, you know, where we get a phone call, what about wrestling? It's, look, it's not close, okay? I can read numbers. Okay? Take the word of the person who reads the numbers. All right? There could be sports because you can't afford this. The socialistic model allows you to afford everything. Any shift toward a capitalistic model is going to mean big decisions are going to have to be made, and some won't be popular at all. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Oh, my goodness. Joe sent this email. Hi, guys. This is Joe in Northumberland. Love the show. Listen while I'm on the road. Always learn something. Always have a smile or three. Occasionally have a good laugh, generally at the expense of LeSuit or your brother. However, when you go sideways S and read some of the clever comments about the most interesting man in the world, I pull off the road not knowing I will have gut-busting laughs in heavy traffic. Please resurrect a few comments off the list from time to time. Give me and the others fair warning. You know, that's good. I like that. By the way, it's okay to retain running commentary on the suit and your brother. Thanks. Love the pickles and the dills. Joe on the road. Joe, you know what? I think that's a great idea you have. We should probably pick out two or three most interesting man in the world comments. What do you think, Sean? Every Friday?
Sure. It's been a couple of months. We're overdue.
Like every Friday, we ought to pick out two or three. And like do it right after like the play-by-play call of the day or something, unless we have an interview.
There you
go. What do you think?
Yeah.
That'd be great. All right. That's a great idea, Joe. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, indeed, led by the barrels and the dills, second to none. Hey, Joe, thanks so much for your email. Thanks. Love the barrel. Love the pickles and the dills. Joe on the road. Joe, I think the most interesting man in the world comments, and there is a site that we go to get those that are an absolute riot, and we're going to do that. I think that's great. Then I got an email from Tim. Steve, the PIAA cannot force teams to play. Now, remember, yesterday I said they if they elect to don't play, don't play. But a couple people said, oh, no, they have to play. Well, Tim's response to them was simple. Tim from Roaring Spring. PIAA cannot force teams to play in the playoffs. There are school districts that see the playoffs as a reward and will not send the team that is not 500 or better. I've seen it here in the PIAA District 6 football, where I believe that there are 12 teams, and he puts in parentheses, too many, that make the playoffs in, I believe he's trying to say single A. Tim, thanks so much for that response, very much. Adding to the conversation and helping with the conversation. And I believe a big moment for everybody within the radio station today at the broadcast facility of Champions, because they have now had an opportunity to meet the king.
He's in the building. He is here.
There's really a different aura about the place.
Yeah.
At the moment.
That's so funny.
He's actually dressed. Claire's asking
let me guess,
what's so funny.
Let me guess. He's got shorts and a sweatshirt on.
Half right. He's got the navy blue sweatshirt on, Penn State ball cap. He's ready. He doesn't want to wait 24 hours till kickoff. He's ready to go. Aren't you, King?
Well,
yep.
You can aim that mic toward you.
Oh,
there you
God.
Go.
Can I do the weather?
Can you do the weather?
You have it right in front of you. I printed out the freshest copy of AccuWeather.
So
it's right,
cool.
It's right there for you.
Yeah. All I know is I went out and I stacked two cords of wood this week. So I went out this morning and I covered it.
We had a blast today. Corey was really, really good to us at Brewers Outlet.
Well, that's good. That's the kind of guy Corey is. Yeah. Seriously, I mean, Corey's that kind of cool. That's why it's been one of the neat things having them associated with the show, because he's such a cool guy.
Oh, he's a great guy. We've got a whole bunch of stuff for you.
So, oh, great! You
know, we're going to deliver it to you tomorrow about 6:30, 7 a.m. You going to be up?
I can tell you who won't be up. I mean, this morning. Oh man, this morning. I had an edit to do this morning for TV at 9, and I mean, I slept late. I was so tired, and I mean, I got there on time, but I also had to record a couple things here first before I left. I was like, okay, let's go as fast as we can.
Well, you had a lot going on last night. I mean, once we were done here, you went to practice. Of course, the coach's show then at Primanti's with James Franklin. Then you had an engagement after that. Record the pregame interview for tomorrow. You had a lot going on last night.
Plus, with the travel back and forth with the grandchild, so it's been, I've not been days off here, so which has been great.
How's she doing?
She's doing great.
Good.
Oh, we're thrilled.
Good.
We're absolutely thrilled. She's doing well. We can FaceTime with them tomorrow. It's one of the nice things about modern technologies. We can FaceTime with them now and see them, so it's really great.
That's another reason, Kevin, why you should get rid of your flip phone. You can FaceTime with your brother. He was telling me about he keeps losing his flip phone.
Oh, it keeps falling in my truck seat, and then I call it, and by the time I call it, it's dead. So now I really can't find it. But I bet I could FaceTime with it. You think I could?
No.
This is so romantic in here. My wife's on the other side of the table. We have mood lighting. Scooby-dooby-doo.
Mood lighting. This is where Lawrence broadcasts every day. I don't think he calls it mood lighting.
I kind of like it. I mean.
Well, he has all the extra lighting on that we used to use when we would have live video on the mark in the mornings. But we still have those extra TV lights set set up in the corner, so sometimes he uses those in the mornings.
Mood lighting, indeed. All right, so they've got we have picks coming up today. You went over to Brewer's Outlet today, where Corey treated you like a king.
Mm. The pickles are great. I mean, my gosh.
I told you about all those extra flavors.
Yeah, I mean, they're really good. Yeah. And even the hot, I'm not a hot food person, but it was good. They didn't kill me. I thought, if I eat something hot, I'm going to suffer. Not at all. They were delicious.
Well, he specifically described each one as he was giving us all the samples.
Yeah. It was good. Very, very nice man. So you got a good sponsor there.
Oh, we get great sponsors.
And then we drove by Sunbury Motors.
Yeah. They were hoping you'd stop and buy a car, but that's
we thought about it, though. It was on the other side of the highway, if we had been on the other side. But
that's right.
We had a hard enough time finding this. So.
Well, up in the mountain there, up in the hill?
Well, they're doing construction. I mean, I'm sure there's a sign there, but I didn't
no.
see the sign, and we drove past County Line Road three times. And
yeah,
then we had to go down,
turn
around, come back, and I wasn't getting angry or nothing, but, well, a little, but I was getting beat up.
I was getting ready to call you. I figured you were getting kind of ticked off. And okay, he's not here. I'll be there. I'll be there by 10:03. And it's like, okay, should I call
him?
We
would have made it at 10:03.
I'm trying to remember. Is Granger Road now open?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I've been getting it, is Granger Road.
Yes.
Well, then we resorted to, Sean gave us good directions, but we're not from the area, so we don't really, and we kept driving by the road, and then we went to the MapQuest, because I have a whole itinerary of the whole trip, so we wouldn't get lost, and it said, if you see Granger Road, you've gone too far. We kept seeing Granger Road, but we couldn't find this road.
Well, you'll have an easy time getting on to 15 North now from here, Kevin, because since last Friday, you can now go from when you're on County Line Road here on the Union-Snyder County line between Routes 11 and 15, you can leave our studios, and you can go out and then hit 15 North that takes you up to Winfield. That is now, that portion of County Line Road is now open to get out to 15 North. So that was as of last Friday. So that's made it a lot easier.
Good.
In our neck of the woods,
You'll see me driving around tomorrow. We're still out
Well, you couldn't access 15 North from County Line Road since the beginning of June. So they finally have that smoothed over and opened up here within the last week.
Everything's under construction. Connecticut, same way. Steve, we left Connecticut this morning at 20 minutes of 6, and 91 was packed. 84 was packed from Hartford all the way to Newbury, and we left in plenty of time. It wasn't even 6 a.m. And then we get over the Newburgh Bridge, and everything it's peaceful.
Yeah, it is peaceful. Very much
it's
so.
Unbelievable. Connecticut is just so congested.
Congested, construction. And they don't even know exactly what they're constructing, but they do it anyway because they got federal funds.
They're just doing it to do it. Sullivan Avenue has been torn up for 2 months. They've been digging one hole.
but it's really good, though.
Well, they're working hard. I don't know where they're going, but it's going deep.
That's the theme of this show.
Keep digging a hole. Hey, did you see the game the other night? Obviously, the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Okay. What would possess Fox Sports to put David Ortiz and Alex Rodriguez outside on Yawkey Way, only to have all the Red Sox fans drop every F-bomb made in the world on Alex Rodriguez, and they had to bleep out half of their interviews?
I have no idea.
Why would they ever do anything like that? It's hilarious to watch, but
I don't know if it has to do with space. Okay, let's start with that. Does it have to do with space, for example? In other words, Fenway Park is not built in such a way where there's a flat platform area within the confines of the ballpark.
Oh, yeah, but Nesson was indoors. Nesson had two. Well, no, not Nesson. Sports Boston, whatever. They were inside. Nesson's outside at their normal place, but.
That may be the issue, that they already had spaces for them and didn't have space for Fox. I don't know.
My goodness. They had to bleep out the broadcast because everybody's screaming at A-Rod, and Ortiz is laughing at it. Well,
of course he is. That's okay. A-Rod is making a lot of money to do this.
Oh, he doesn't care what people say.
He attends the games with J-Lo, and life is not that bad.
You can F-bomb me all you want. Bye-bye now.
I think I told you guys this back in August when ESPN was in town for the Little League Classic at Bowman Field. There was a bodyguard that stood right next to A-Rod, because he was sitting in an end chair. Behind home plate. I guess there was some.
Oh, yeah.
I guess there were probably a lot of kids and people coming up to him during the commercial break and asking him for autographs, and then they had to get someone over there to kind of kibosh it.
Well, as somebody who's done a lot of games at Bowman Field, which I have, I mean, I probably have done now, I don't know, 75, 80 games at Bowman Field in my lifetime. Where they set up to do the broadcast is not where we do the broadcast from. We do the broadcast up in the booth, which is a little bit higher and it's enclosed. They did the broadcast in the concourse.
Yeah. So right down below the booth. Yep.
Which is actually a walkway.
Yeah.
Right. So now you're out really literally among the people. So that does become problematic.
Why do people hate A-Rod so much?
I think he has, to his credit, rehabilitated his image as well as you can ask him to do it.
Yeah.
I think his commentary has been smart for the most part.
It doesn't
mean he's going to be perfect on it, you know, and maybe sometimes his enunciation is a little too fine, believe it or not, if you can be too fine with your enunciation. But I think he is... put together a better image. I think a lot of people never thought he would come back from the image that he had, yet to his credit, he has. And why don't they? Why do they hate anybody these days? Okay, it's like every time you turn around, somebody's disliked somebody, except for Sean. I mean,
who wouldn't like Sean?
I mean, who wouldn't like Sean? I mean, and as popular as we're told by the suit that he is, even some people that are not crazy about him. I mean, and he tells us like he's the hottest thing going. So I don't know, Sean and I believe him, but.
He's good at college picks.
Oh, when it comes to bowl games?
Yeah. Remember that? He wins every year.
Yeah, four-time, five-time defending champ. I'm losing count at the number.
I mean, he's really good at it.
Check the billboard on Route 15 that he bought. That'll tell you how many years in a row he's won.
They took it down for construction.
Oh, you guys looped past it three times trying to get here.
Big picture of him.
There it is again.
The suit. Boom. Five-time bowl pick champion. Boom. And then his picture comes up again. The suit.
Granger gone too far.
Yeah, his picture. If you see this sign, you've gone too far.
No, the Shikalemi game is this way.
I mean, he's got a big game tonight with playoff implications. I guess he's been in his office all week getting ready for the game.
His calls are good. He played
excellent.
Real good. Yeah.
No, he's excellent at what he does. Yeah. Seriously, he is. He is excellent at what he does. So
he's an award winner. That's why everyone loves him.
There you go.
By the way, four-time defending bull pick champion, going for five here in December with us.
So. Taking him down this year.
Someone's got to. Better be one of us three.
I'm not doing very well. Even last week.
You're saving it for the bull picks.
Yeah.
That's what
I'll do. I'm going to do my usual research.
Glide into the studio that day and just knock them out one at a time.
I have no luck this year at all.
My schedule is not conducive to a lot of research in other games.
You can ask my wife. Last Sunday, I play in this other one that I won three times last year, and it's a confidence point one. And Tennessee, and I don't even know what happened at the game. Tennessee and the Chargers are playing, and I'm like, oh, my God, the Chargers are winning. They're winning. They're winning. 2 seconds left. Tennessee scores. Chargers are going to lose. I said, ah, you got to be kidding me. I lost another one. I go downstairs. I look up on my confidence points. I said, you know what? I am better off if the Chargers lose the game because I only had 6 points on it. What happens? I don't know what happened, but the Chargers won the game. I can't even win right. So, having a tough year with it. And it keeps me up at night, trust me.
So. You mean you're now up past 8?
Yeah.
Lights are out at 7.
I chair last night.
Lights are out at 7 in Studio 22.
Well, that's okay. Take your time getting here in the morning.
I'm telling you, we're
I love you. I love you. I want to see you. Take your time coming in tomorrow.
But we got pickles and beer for you.
Well, I can't have the ladder before the game. Okay. There'll be plenty of time to chill it for after the game. You've already been invited to 2 tailgates.
It's, you know what? I got the weather, too, you know.
Put your glasses on. Here we go. Okay.
You know, do you want me to read the weather?
I thought you were going to.
Oh, this is
right in front of you.
Stuff.
It's in your hand.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Okay, our WKOK AccuWeather forecast with in-studio meteorologist Kevin Jones.
Sorry. Rain, some heavy to affect the area from this evening into tomorrow morning. Tonight, periods of rain becoming heavy, low 42. Now, this is important. Tomorrow, rain tapering off, highs 46. Tomorrow night, considerable cloudiness with a passing shower or two, low 42. Sunday, mostly cloudy, high 52. Monday, a passing shower in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, high of 53. Tuesday, mostly sunny in the morning, followed by sun and areas of high clouds in the afternoon, high of 58. I'm your AccuWeather meteorologist, Kevin Jones.
Joel Myers, W-K-O-K. Sign him up.
W-K-O-K.
Boom.
And with that, we'll take a break. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, and News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, now Joe in Northumberland, he says, now give me some advance. But he wants to have us introduce a segment, The Most Interesting Man in the World, because I've done it before. But I've only done it sporadically and once in a great while. So what I'm going to try to do is on Friday's show, you know, and based on how Joe said, this is Joe Northumberland, love the show, listen while I'm on the road, always learn something, always have a smile or three, occasionally have a good laugh, generally at the expense of lay suit. See, Joe's showing you just a little international flavor there. Or your brother. He loves listening to you, too. So he wants the most interesting man in the world thing. So what I'm going to do is this. Since he says he always has a laugh or three, I'm going to try to, and this you're going to have to help me remember to do this, Sean, to try and do 3 of them on Fridays after the play-by-play call of the day.
I've already found a page with well over 100 of his best quotes.
I've got 102 of them.
Okay. You must have found the same page I did. Okay.
Yeah, I've got 102 of them here.
Yep, I'm on that same page, too.
So we're going to do numbers 1 through 3 today. So I know Joe wants advance notice, but, I mean, so Joe, hang with us. So we, you know, this will be, we'll have some fun with this, because as far as I'm concerned, you know how you can overthink it? And I know that the actor was getting older. I got it. But, man, they should never have changed that.
Keep it interessante. Nah.
Mm-mm. I mean, now they get Steve Spurrier being carried out the field as the head beer coach. All right. I hope he's having a good time over there in the Lawrence studio.
He is now talking with Le Suit.
I don't think we've seen that kind of conversation since seeing 2 diplomats talk at the UN.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.